The biggest AI story today is OpenAI reportedly trying to turn ChatGPT into something much bigger than a chatbot. According to LiveMint, the company is planning a major overhaul that would fold in AI agents, coding tools, and third-party services, with the goal of making ChatGPT feel more like a super app. That is a meaningful shift because it changes the product from a place where you ask questions into a place where work actually gets done. And with IPO chatter still hanging over the company, the timing suggests OpenAI wants a cleaner story for users, developers, and investors all at once. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Sunday, June 7, 2026. Let's get into it. According to LiveMint, the overhaul is meant to make ChatGPT the front door for a wider set of tasks, not just a text box for prompts. That could mean more direct access to coding workflows, more agent-style automation, and tighter links to outside services people already use. The practical change here is that OpenAI would be competing less as a model provider and more as a platform owner, which is a different kind of business entirely. It also puts pressure on rivals to decide whether they are building assistants, operating systems, or marketplaces for AI tools. For listeners, the reason this matters is simple. If ChatGPT becomes the place where agents act on your behalf, then the product starts shaping how people work across apps, not just how they chat with them. That is a much bigger surface area for adoption, revenue, and control. The second major story is Google DeepMind's push to train AI agents inside simulated worlds instead of only on text or static benchmarks. According to Tech Times, DeepMind has paired Genie 3, a world model that can turn a text prompt into a navigable 3D environment, with Sema 2, a generalist agent that learns by acting inside those environments. The idea is to let the agent practice in imagined spaces before it ever touches a real robot or real-world system. That matters because it gives researchers a way to test planning, navigation, and decision-making in settings that are cheaper and safer than physical deployment. It also signals where frontier AI research is heading, not just better answers, but better action in dynamic environments. For anyone watching robotics, this is a clue that simulation is becoming a core training ground for the next generation of agents. According to Tech Times, the pairing is designed to make the agent more adaptable by exposing it to a wide range of tasks and layouts inside Genie 3's generated worlds. That could help systems learn how to handle unfamiliar rooms, objects, and goals without needing endless real-world trial and error. The broader implication is that world models may become as important as language models in the race toward useful embodied AI. If that happens, the competition shifts toward who can build the best training environments, not just who can scale the biggest model. For developers and robotics teams, the takeaway is that simulation is moving from a research convenience to a strategic asset. The third story is Anthropic's confidential move toward the public markets, which is now drawing fresh attention because of how fast the company has scaled. According to Yahoo Finance, Anthropic has confidentially filed for an initial public offering after closing a $65 billion Series H round that valued the company at nearly $1 trillion. That is a huge number even by AI standards, and it puts Claude's parent company under a different kind of spotlight. An IPO filing changes the conversation from product momentum to disclosure, governance, and financial durability. It also matters because public market scrutiny tends to force companies to explain growth, costs, and risk in much more detail. For listeners, the key point is that Anthropic is no longer just a frontier lab story. It is becoming a capital market story too. According to AOL, the filing could also ripple through the broader AI market by lifting interest in related stocks and infrastructure names. That happens because investors often treat a major AI listing as a signal about the health of the whole sector, not just one company. The timing is notable as well, since Anthropic's scale and valuation are now being discussed alongside its product roadmap and enterprise reach. In practical terms, a public filing would give the market a clearer view of how expensive frontier AI really is to build and sell. It also gives competitors another benchmark for what the next phase of AI commercialization might look like. The fourth story is a reminder that even the biggest AI platforms are still vulnerable to outages. According to Cybersecurity News, Anthropic's Claude services suffered a significant disruption on June 5th, affecting Claude.ai, Claude API, Claude Code, and Claude Cowork. The report says elevated error rates hit multiple frontier models and key services, which is the kind of issue that matters immediately for users who depend on these tools for work. When an outage touches both consumer and developer products, it is not just a website problem. It becomes a workflow problem. That matters because reliability is now part of the AI product promise, especially for teams building on top of these systems. For listeners, the takeaway is that as AI tools become more central to daily work, uptime starts to matter almost as much as model quality. According to Cybersecurity News, the disruption raised fresh questions about infrastructure resilience across frontier AI services. That is important because the more companies rely on AI APIs and agent tools, the more a service interruption can cascade into other systems. It also highlights how quickly AI products are moving from experimental to operational, where even short outages can affect coding, support, and internal automation. In other words, the market is now judging these platforms not only on intelligence, but on dependability, and that is a very different standard. A quick hit before we wrap. According to India Today, OpenAI's reported super app push is landing in a market where Google is still teasing Gemini 3.5 Pro, which TechTimes says is expected to arrive with a 2 million token context window and deeper reasoning features. That sets up a busy June on the product side, with both companies trying to define what the next generation of AI interfaces should look like. The race is no longer just about model size. It is about who owns the workflow. Before I let you go, keep an eye on whether OpenAI gives any more detail on the ChatGPT overhaul, especially around agents and third-party integrations. Also watch for any official timing on Gemini 3.5 Pro, because if Google ships on schedule, it could reset the benchmark conversation for the month. That is TSL's for Sunday, June 7th, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.